This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me. Just another reminder, we are on iTunes, so if you guys just want to do me a favor and hit subscribe, follow the link from the website, developingstory.link is the website. And up on the upper nav, you'll see an iTunes link. Just click subscribe. Leave a review if you feel like you want to. If not, enjoy the episode.
Episode 10 of This Developing Story. So, I attended a meetup, which was Oakland JS, a very informal meetup. Quite different than what I would have expected from a meetup in the Bay Area, but it was basically just people who happened to do JavaScript who wanted to meet at a bar. It actually wasn't a bar. It was a beer garden. Not sure what the difference between a bar and a beer garden. I guess a beer garden, you drink outside. And luckily, Oakland has better weather than San Francisco, so it was actually very nice. Not to mention, I did meet some other people who do JavaScript in the area. So I appreciated actually meeting quite a few different JavaScript developers, just developers in general that have been doing it a lot longer. I was able to pick the brains of other people, some pretty prominent people, I guess, within the industry, which was awesome. Kind of talk to them on an informal level and, you know, find out what they've done. What I found very interesting, actually, so I met a JavaScript developer who's actually a consultant, but I've seen this guy actually around a lot. I've seen him on different talks. I'm actually doing meetups also in the area. And just asked him, you know, questions about how he got into consulting. And he just happened to just start coding and try new things. And that's kind of put a seed in the back of my mind. Like, am I trying enough things? Am I trying too many things? Just trying to get a handle on that. I know I've been tinkering with Go. I'm about to start a program where I'll start doing iOS development pretty soon. I think I've mentioned it in the past episode, I'm not sure. But basically, I'm just going to go through the Block program with the mentor and learn iOS outside of my normal working hours, which is pretty awesome, to say the least. I mean, that's a pretty cool benefit to be able to have someone to teach you even more of a skill. So I'm just trying to get a better handle is like where I'm at now and how I'm growing as a developer. Previous weeks, I laid out my goals and my expectations for this year, and I am super excited about obtaining those and achieving those and getting towards that, you know, confident developer role. So speaking of growing as a developer, I actually listened to a podcast. I've listened to this podcast actually quite a few times. It's The Healthy Hacker with Chris Hunt. He is a developer at GitHub, and he has put some time aside. You know, he's done this podcast. He also put some time aside to do some pair programming. I'm not sure if he's actually still doing that. I mentioned in a blog post previously that I'll be a link in the show notes. But I was able to pair with them in person. We did some Node. I think we did Socket.io and built a chat app rather quickly, within 30 minutes. And I was able to pair with them. And what actually struck me about his podcast was this actual particular episode where he talks about his background, someone left him a voicemail asking him how would they know if they're actually growing as a developer. But he kind of goes through his background and how he got to where he is today as a senior or mid-level developer at GitHub. One interesting thing that he actually pointed out was that he has a CS degree, but he had no experience. And most places that he was looking for needed, like, you know, 4 to 5 years of experience. But obviously he didn't have that. So he ended up getting a job at Apple and building some Rails apps on the side to eventually get to the point where he could interview and show that he had some apps. And he basically, without giving away the entire podcast, I mean, he gave some pretty good advice about, you know, how to level up as a developer. I mean, you know, make sure that you're always in a place where you're not the smartest person in the room, where you're always learning and growing. He also mentioned that, you know, do side projects. Those are the best ways to learn how to do new things in code and development. and pick something that you like and you enjoy and build upon that. Just the different skills and the libraries and languages that you want to use, incorporate that into your next side project. Public transportation is actually pretty plentiful here in the Bay Area. For one, I use the BART, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit. It's actually a train that goes from East Bay to San Francisco. But one thing that I found very quickly when I started work back in March was the beginning of baseball season. And baseball, I guess, is a bigger deal here than it is in Tampa. And there are quite a few people that ride the train to the baseball games. So my goal is actually to build an app where I can easily just pull it up on my iPhone, find out if there's a game going on today, find out what inning the game is, just find out different details about the game. Not actual, like, details as if I was going to MLB.com and trying to figure out, you know, who's winning, sports, player stats. I don't need any of that. I just need to know if there's a game today and when the game is over. So that way I can plan my trip around the BART, or I can leave work earlier to avoid that. You could easily probably Google search most of this, but I kind of want to take away some of those steps and collaborate it all into one app. That's a basic app. I've built a basic API for it. I am going to be moving on to building an Ember front end, and also toying around with building a separate React front end, just because I already have an API. I'm going to be able to try React again, actually build an app. I've kind of toyed around with some of the documentation, but I haven't really built an app as of yet. So with having, I think React's pretty easy to jump into. I'm going to try that for size and eventually port this over to mobile, which kind of was hinting at before in the past episodes, in the beginning of this episode. I am going to be starting learn iOS and then learn how to work with, you know, Rails APIs and connect those to my iOS app that I plan on building for this little project. That's my goal in a nutshell. I mean, I'm just looking to continue to grow as a developer, continue to grow and do projects. One of the best things that I've did in the past 3 months was actually Steamrollers. I originally said no to actually this project. I was at a time where I was about to start a different project with somebody else, and got it all set up and ready to go, and was about to, you know, pull the trigger. This project actually was going to acquire funding, which would have been the main motivator for me to actually take on this project. And the funding got delayed, and the project got delayed. And it turned out that the project was going to be delayed indefinitely. So I had a lot of extra free time that I had built up and learning Ember and learning Rails APIs to work with Ember. I was ready to start a project for real. And I didn't have any other projects, side projects I had going on. And it turned out at that time, Steamrollers came. Some of the guys had approached me to join that team. And I originally said no, but actually a few weeks later, I actually came back and asked that they were still interested.
And I'm glad I did, for the reasons that the things that I've been working on were things that I wouldn't normally get a chance to in a normal junior dev role. And I got their
Slack chat up, did some auto Slack inviting. There's a blog post that I found with the Levels IO guy. He linked up Typeform and Slack together to auto send invites. I've kind of moved off of that, and I've done a different node module to auto invite people into Slack. But I did some work with Node. I learned Node actually rather quickly. I say rather quickly. It actually took me an entire weekend to kind of figure out the bugs. But I was able to use Node to implement it right away. Not only did I learn Node for the project that I just completed, which was the speaker database, I actually got to implement Ember, which is another more JavaScript. In the short amount of time that I've actually been with Steamrollers, I did two different languages in I was able to tinker around with things that I wasn't very comfortable with, and I learned them rather quickly. And what I was talking about earlier in the episode, you know, how Chris Hunt picked up some side projects in order to get the experience that he needed. Steamrollers has been that side project that's really pushed me over the edge as far as my skill and stuff besides Rails. Even Rails, I got better at testing certain things, got better at working with APIs in Rails, something that I don't think I actually had any experience with prior to the Steamrollers project. But thanks to Steamrollers, I was able to, you know, do something that was outside the box, do something that was outside of my everyday life and working. So with that being said, I highly encourage, if you're, you know, been doing Rails as long as I have, which is not that long at all, or you've been doing it longer and you have nothing outside of your daily work project or your main project, if you're kind of interested in getting into JavaScript after you've been doing so much Ruby, or maybe you do Java and you want to do Ruby, or I highly recommend, you know, starting something small and start a project that's, you know, going to push you over the edge into that learning curve. So yeah, I hope I was able to be encouraging. If not, listen to Chris Hunt's podcast and it'll be even more encouraging to you. Thanks.
And last thing, I am going to leave you with an article. It's going to be my pick for this week. It's from Lifehacker, and it is Why You Shouldn't Just Learn to Code, But Aim to Solve a Problem. It's a great video. It's actually pretty in-depth. It goes into great detail, and I highly recommend it. It kind of sums up a lot of what I was talking about in this episode. So enjoy.